Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that some things work together. We know that spiritual things always work together. We know that most of the things work together for the good. Isn't that nice? How many of you got that in your Bible? My Bible says, we know all things. Everybody circle all things. Think of your worst problem right now and write their name on it. Write their name in there. Think of that employer, amen. That wife that you had to roll over and look at this morning. Worse than that, that husband, amen. But we know that all things, whatever you're dealing with, the Bible says, not unless you know more than the book, it's working together for your good. All things work together for the good of them that love God. Uh-oh. Well, if you love God, it's working for the good. Not everybody can truly claim that. Those that love God can claim that. When you're in love with yourself, all things necessarily don't always work for your good, huh? But when you got a heart toward God and you love God, guess what? Nothing really matters. So everything you're experiencing in life and facing his life works for your good. For them that love God, to them who are called according to his purposes. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. Say, God's got a plan for my life. What does that mean? God's got an agenda. Have you ever met people with agendas? Have you ever met anybody with an agenda? If you can meet people, usually get people with agendas when you get in a relationship. They look real sweet and innocent, you know, when you first start out, amen, and they're smiling. But as soon as you sit, they say, let me go to the powder room real quick. They go to the powder room, and in their head, they start working on that agenda. See, this is just the date, you know, but in 6 years, I'm going to have him or her right where I want him. Agendas. Somebody say agendas. Look at the person beside you and say, I know you got one. Come on, be for real. I know you got one. I know you're up to something. Amen. You visitors got an agenda this morning, but you're not going to get me. Just going to let you know straight up. Say, I will not be controlled by anybody or anything than the Holy Ghost. If I don't control myself, why am I going to let you control me? Every morning I wake up and I put down the things that I want to do and I pick up the Word of God and find out what He wants me to do. Amen. And if I can't do what I want to do, you're not going to tell me what to do. Somebody say agendas. Now, the first thing you need to know that the Bible says, I have not seen nor ear hath heard the good that the Lord has in store for those. So I just want to let you know, when you get into this God thing, there is a plan. God's got an agenda for you. You might be unorganized. Anybody unorganized? Well, you can be unorganized and completely seem to be out of control. But when you're unorganized and out of control, and when life is out of shape, say, my confusion doesn't confuse God. The things that you don't understand, God understands. He has got an agenda, and he won't stray from his agenda with you. Amen. Every morning you wake up, he's not looking at the thing that you're facing and say, oh my goodness, a bill's due. Quit the agenda. Let's get on this bill. She's in a bad mood, amen, or he's in a bad mood. Forget the agenda. God's got an agenda, and he will not move from his agenda concerning you. Everything the devil throws at you, God will conform it to his agenda. He says, for whom he also did predestinate to conform to the image of his son. Well, that's his agenda. You know what the agenda of God the Father is? To be just like Jesus. Yeah, we're all predestined to be like Christ. To be like Christ. That's all he wants to do with you. Amen. He wants you to be like his son. So he's using everything that faces you to conform you to his image. He's got a paintbrush. Say, picture. Well, listen, all the things that you experience in life are nothing but colors that God wants to put on this big banner that's your life. At times you get big, bright, and vibrant colors. But every once in a while there has to be a shadow so you can see the bright colors more clearly. Colors. Everything that's facing your life, God is using it to make something out of it. Okay? And he's using it to form you in the image of his son, Jesus Christ. Those whom he had called, he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, whoop-de-doo. Everybody say whoop-de-doo. Now, you got to remember, if you can remember anything from what I'm talking about this morning, remember whoop-de-doo. Well, I want you to know that you're going to get over it with an attitude that says whoop-de-doo. If God be for us, who can be against us? God is for you. God is for you. There was a story. Well, this man had this old mule. He didn't want it anymore. How many of you have ever heard this story? He didn't want this old mule anymore. It didn't look good. Amen. So he decided to be merciful. So he dug a big hole in the ground. And he took that mule that was always griping, you know, and all the time. You know. And he dug a huge hole and pushed this mule in the hole. Somebody said, that's the answer. I'm going to bury that sucker. No. But he dug a huge hole and pushed this mule in a hole. And he was going to bury that mule alive. Do you know that's what the devil's trying to do to you? He's dug a big hole for you. And he pushed you in the hole. That's his job. Say, it's all right to be in a hole. Most of the people that love God have to experience a hole every now and then. Then you won't be able to experience what David said. David said, up out of the muck and miry clay, he lifted me. Well, you won't really know about what being lifted is if you've never been anywhere where you had to be lifted. Not unless you're dancing through the clouds every week. But you will experience some holes in your life. Amen. Some things where you're just not at surface. Somebody say, I can't walk in the spirit. Boy, I'm not even at the ground level yet. Anybody ever been there? If I can only just get a break, then I can start walking like everybody else. Jesus had to face a hole one day in his life. He was crucified and they buried him. Is that a hole? Joseph had to face a hole one day, didn't he? He had this dream and said, God's got big things for me. Boy, he's going to make me better than everybody else. Some of you people have those same dreams. After I talk to you, I find that out. He's making me better than everybody else. Well, Joseph had one of those dreams. The difference was his dream was true. And but his dream led him to a hole. Say, where I am right now is not where I'll always be. So this guy got sick of this old mule, and he dug a big hole and threw the mule in the hole. Any mules in the hole today? If you're a mule in the hole, boxed in and closed in, there's nothing you can do. Let me tell you what. So this guy decides to bury this mule. So what he does, he gets a shovel, and we're expecting people. Everybody ever been in a hole and you expect people to throw down ropes to you and bail you out? Well, he's expecting somebody to come and bail me out. Anybody been there where you're expecting, here comes my Savior? But instead of this man throwing down a rope to get this mule out of the hole, he gets a shovel and throws some dirt on top of this mule. Anybody been there when you've been down and you're expecting people to pick you up and all they do is throw more dirt at you? They're going to try to bury you. Remember the scripture that we were talking about? All things work together for the good. Let me tell you what this mule did. He would get a shovel, he'd get some dirt, and throw it on top of the mule. And the mule didn't just lay down and said, he's throwing dirt on me. Dirty dog. He doesn't care about me anymore. Of course he didn't care about you. He wouldn't have put you in a hole if he cared about you. Get over it. So what? So what? What has that got to do with you being in a hole? Get out of the hole. So he threw the mule there. But this mule did something differently. Instead of the mule laying down and taking death, he shook it off. He said, "You're going to bury me." But he shook each shovel of dirt off of his back and stood on it. What? He'd get more dirt and throw it on top of him. He didn't complain. He took the dirt, shook it off, and stood on top of it. And he kept doing it and kept doing it. And you know what happened? He got out of the hole. The junk that was meant to bury him actually lifted him up out of the hole. Wow. Doesn't that go along with all things work together for those that love God? See, many people are looking for a way out, and they don't understand what's happening to you is your way out according to how you work on it. The Bible tells us to make the most of some of our opportunities. It tells us to make the most of every opportunity. In the book of Proverbs, every day there's an escape for you. The Bible tells us also that there's no temptation that comes to us that God doesn't give us a way out with. If you just stop, listen, there's a way out. And it's responding to the Word of God. And you'll be out of that. Say, everything I'm facing this morning is going to bring me up out of my hole. Isn't that good? Don't let it get to you. God won't let you to be tested beyond what you're able to take. God is in control. And every once in a while, we got to back out of the way so that people can experience life the way God wanted them to experience it. Amen? There are certain scriptures you will never learn and be able to apply to your life until you experience what you experience. You're learning something. You're going to come out of there with a new name. Amen. God has many names. Amen. He is God. But he's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. The Lord, our banner. He's our righteousness. Every situation, every circumstance that you face, guess what? You're going to come out of that situation with a new name of God. David wasn't able to call God a deliverer until he'd been delivered. What do you know God as? And I guarantee that the thing that you know him as is strongest in your life is what you've allowed him to be. Say, God is with me. And everything that I'm facing right now, he takes it and turns it into something that's going to make me like Jesus. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Robert Schuller, I love the man. Some people can't stand him, but I love him. He said, if somebody gives you lemons, squeeze it, put a little sugar on it, make lemonade. Amen. Don't let the devil ever see you sweat. Amen. You lose your job, take a vacation. Say, I didn't lose my job. I'm just going on vacation. Go get yourself a cup of coffee. It'll be all right. Amen. You can handle it. We worry ourselves and bug ourselves out. Amen? You know what I'm saying? By thinking about every little thing of dirt that gets thrown on us, you know? Nobody wants to be in the hole, you know? And if you're going to be stuck in a hole, at least be in your hole happy. You know, if you're not going to come out of your hole, at least die happy. Go down peacefully. But you're not going to go down. It's all a choice. It's all a choice. How many got some stuff you're dealing with that you don't like? Anybody there? Anybody got stuff you just hate? Ooh. Oh, we got trouble. Listen, we all got trouble. Me too. But I don't let it get to me. Life is too short to be worried about how I should be living it. Go for the ride. Go for the ride. Get a smile on your face. You can live today. You can live tomorrow. Guess what? Today you can do whatever you want to do. Amen. I can't go buy a Mercedes. Buy a candy bar. And you eat that candy bar and give the almond to somebody else. You don't have to be whacked out. Amen. You don't have to be. And you being whacked out is not going to bring you out of the hole any faster. Amen. You're going to come out when God brings you out. When you learn to use the things that are coming against you, when you learn to stand on that stuff, that's when you're going to come out.
Amen.
Amen. Scream and howl all you want to. Ain't no rope coming. And the more that mule brayed, the less the guy wanted to bring the thing out. Amen. Don't you know that's why the thing was buried? Because it was driving him nuts. You wait till I get out of here. Anybody been like that? Say I understood that one. Say, get over it. And the other option of not getting over it is be under it. First of all, you get over it by doing this. Is that all you got? Whoop-de-doo. Turning your cares over to Jesus, for he cares about you. How many know we got a whoop-de-doo attitude?
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm going to walk in whoop-de-doo this week. Now they go. Everybody say whoop-de-doo. Every visitor say whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
Now say it three times real fast.
Whoop-de-doo. Whoop-de-doo.
Do you promise to walk in whoop-de-doo this week? Do you promise? All right. Get a picture in your mind. Get a picture in your mind. Get that face in your mind. And I don't know if you got the right. I want one that's coming against you. Amen. When you think about it, you should go. Think about it and look at it and go, whoop-de-doo. Whoop-de-doo. If God be for us, who can be against us? Your circumstance and your trials are nothing but colors. But colors. So when people come against you, circumstance and things come against you, you look at that person in the face, and I want you to see a big old paint can stuck on their head. Paint with it.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.